Women are graduating from medical school in greater numbers than ever before. In 1970, women made up under 10% of graduates. Today, it's nearly 50%. When it comes to who is getting published in top medical journals, though, women are far behind. Most of us don't read academic journals for fun. Even fewer of us pay attention to the author who is listed first versus second or third. A lot of us do go to the movies, though, and there, the name that flashes first in the credits is hard to ignore. In academia, just like in the movies, name placement matters.
It's not just a matter of pride or not just a matter of ego.
Dr. Carolyn Lam is a cardiologist based in Singapore. She says the number of times you nab that first author spot on a publication matters for your job.
So it affects everything from our tenureship to promotions to ultimately, therefore, our pay. So this is our livelihood. It's important.
That's why Lam was upset when she heard about new research showing women aren't often first authors in some of the world's most prestigious medical journals. In the movie industry, the gender gap has been talked about and critiqued. In science circles, not many have looked at the trend of female authorship.
So there was no one really monitoring what was going on in the high-impact research for a decade. And so that to me was slightly mind-blowing, that we all just assumed it was rocking along fine.
Bridget DeGrasse with Baylor Scott & White Health in Dallas co-authored the study on the gender gap. Turns out the rate of women publishing wasn't rocking along just fine. In the top journals they looked at, women's names appeared first 37% of the time. While that number's gone up over the years, recently it's declined or flattened out in some journals.
Honestly, that plateauing and or dipping down in the last 5 years is a little concerning to me as a woman.
It might surprise you, the lead author of this research on the gender gap is not a woman.
Our lead author is Dr. Giovanni Filarda, which
is a man.
And some people have commented on this, but it works in our favor because you can't accuse us of being a group of anti-male feminists on a rant about women being underrepresented.
Here's the thing. Authorship matters not just for researchers. It matters for women's health. Research shows when women are first authors, you're more likely to see women participating in studies of new drugs or therapies. It's kind of like in the movie business, where female writers and directors are more likely to feature female protagonists. At UT Southwestern, Dr. Deborah Dierks says when she designs research looking at, say, the reason women are more likely to die from heart attacks, she approaches it differently than some male doctors might.
In a way, I think a little bit more than some of my colleagues do about outside pressures. Are the reasons women delay going to the hospital? Is it because they're a caretaker or because they have pressures to finish the wash, pick up the kids?
Dierks, sure, who heads the Department of Emergency Medicine, has bumped up against a glass ceiling on her path to the top. She remembers that every time she looks at this framed note from her daughter on her desk.
I have kept it on my desk for the last 13 years. It says, "Mommy, please stay home. I don't like it when you go on trips. You are the best. I love you."
Dierks says having kids meant less time to apply for big funding grants for research. She says it's possible women simply aren't submitting as often as men. Another possibility is bias in the review process. In many journals, reviewers know whether the authors of the submissions are men or women. The editors making decisions about who gets published, they're often men.
I struggle with that a lot because, you know, I sit at these tables with people and colleagues who I really respect, and I do believe that it's an unconscious and definitely unintentional, but it amazes me that it's still there.
Gender bias, intentional or not, is something Dr. Carolyn Lam thinks about a lot. She was one of just 5 women in her medical school class in Singapore. Then she entered the male-dominated field of cardiology. Still, she doesn't fault the system for the gender gap in first authors. She partially blames herself. The last time she was working with 2 male colleagues on a journal submission, they started talking about whose name should appear first. She stayed silent. Her name went second.
And I started examining myself a bit because why didn't I ask to be first author? I began to realize that I'm to blame, too. And I think that sort of behavior is pervasive in many, many fields. So some may be surprised that it's even in medicine, where it may seem cut and dry, but it's not.
Recently, Lom was finishing up another paper to submit, again with two other male doctors. Again, one of her colleagues suggested putting his name first.
I was about to, you know, just quickly shoot off an email. Oh, okay, you know, as long as our data gets published. And I really caught myself this time.
She said no, and they submitted the paper with her name first. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.